It's time for Open Forum with Ken Hughey on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Good morning. We welcome you to Open Forum on this Monday morning on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Time to have our monthly sit down with our Marshall County Board of Supervisors, who are represented this morning by two of the three supervisors. Supervisor Chair Dave Thompson joins us, as does Bill Patton. Steve Solosik is AWOL this morning, but I'm sure he'll bring in an excuse from the teacher and he will be fine. Gentlemen, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, it's a nice day, and the weatherman is kind of telling us maybe there's some rain in the forecast.
Yeah, later in the week, maybe.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
Boy, we need some more of that, don't we? I know the state fair probably doesn't want to see any of it, but the rest of us, you know, I think, you know, we'll take whatever we can get whenever we can get it. So
I think what the weatherman say, Marshalltown was since January 1 was 12 and a half inches behind on their rain.
Yeah, we're something like that. It's not a good situation as far as that, and I know the farmers are probably concerned about that, because I know they're looking to get out into the fields, and they'd like maybe a little bit late for the corn, but they could still use some more rain for the beans, I'm sure. Well, gentlemen, what's going on in Marshall County besides the fact that things are working away at the courthouse and the annex and the election center? And I believe that I saw, a matter of fact, Kyle and I were talking about it a little bit earlier this morning, it looks like the entrance tunnel is either beginning to come down or is being shortened as some of the exterior work is wrapping up.
They should finish taking down the rest of the scaffolding this week, and hopefully they'll finish up on the copper treatment up around the cupola within the next 3 weeks, and then that scaffolding will also come down. So you're going to see, you'll be able to see the entire courthouse. The annex is pretty much ready to go. We'll be starting to move DHS in on the 23rd of this month, and that'll also house our mental health, our veterans affairs, and public health. That'll be moving in after DHS. We're waiting on the delivery of the furniture for those offices. So that'll be one big project that'll be done. The election center, where the old fire station, is done with the exception of the drop ceiling and some of the items that'll be on the flooring. So it'll be prepared and ready to go for the fall elections, for the city elections, and that's where those will be held. So, yep, some of the projects are starting to come to fruition. The courthouse is moving along. The shoring of the steel beams inside the courthouse has been completed, and that's down. So they'll be hitting hot and heavy this week, putting up more partitions for the studs for the interior walls on the floors. So it's going to start moving pretty quick now.
And so things are going well with the new general contractor?
I think we've seen we'll see a definite change. You know, the old people were very good. They like Bill has said before, they truly saved our courthouse. They were restoration specialists. And had it not been for them, we'd be in a lot deeper mess than we're in. They didn't maybe have as much construction background as the current contractor does, but those things happen, and we're going forward and looking forward to getting the project done.
Well, and as we were talking before the program started, Bill, I know that you were mentioning that the Veterans Affair is looking, folks are looking forward to getting settled into the annex.
They're looking to have their own little spot. And what's going to be neat, I think, about them being there, our CICS or our local part of that will also be there, and so will DHS. All three of these organizations can overlap a little bit. So if we have a veteran who comes in who has a particular tough need, they can talk this thing over between them, and hopefully when the offices are there in the same building, we'll be able to do a better job helping the veterans, and looking forward to that. I think this will be a neat situation.
And of course, that's been kind of the goal all along. Once you started looking at everything, and especially after the tornado and some of the positive side effects of that, being able to do some work and being able to revamp some spaces so that they're more user-friendly for these folks.
Yes, very, very much so. And then and we've got new people coming in with the Veterans Association or Veterans Affairs. And we've talked about how we can go out and help these veterans besides them coming into the office. Well, they come into the office now and walk straight in. They don't have to go down the steps or try to manipulate the elevator or anything like that. It's going to be right there. And our people are going to be going out into the nursing homes and talking with the veterans who are there. And if they're there with some problems, some money problems, and they haven't been helped before, this is going to be an operation where they go out and try and help them at a much higher level. And we're excited about that, Ken. I think this will be real good.
Oh, hey, we're getting alerts now. How about
that? Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I had it on church mode all day yesterday, and then I turned it on, you know, and I'm not sure
why. And we want to point out that the Veterans Affairs Department for the county works in association but is separate from the Iowa Veterans Home.
The Iowa Veterans Home is in charge of the veterans that are in the home. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Marshall County Veterans Affairs then works with all the veterans within the county, but not at the home. And so their veterans that they work with are strung out all over the county. And sometimes they take a van and take them to Des Moines for a doctor's visit or something, because some of them maybe can't drive or some mm-hmm. of them don't have a car. And so these things are some of the things that we do. I know Steve spends quite a little time each month driving one of those vans. And so right. He has volunteered for that particular thing for some time. And if anyone's listening and would be willing to drive a van and take veterans down, we can always use more volunteers. So we would appreciate that.
That's Bill Patton along with Dave Thompson, two of our Marshall County Board of Supervisors, visiting with us this morning on Open Forum. And we'll continue our discussion after this break. It's now 18 before 9 on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
You may love your car, but what about your car payment? Members First Community Credit Union may be able to lower your car payment in just 3 minutes. Visit the website mefirst.com to see how.
Or maybe you don't love your car. Finance a new or used vehicle with Members First Community Credit Union, and you're sure to walk away with a car rate and payment you do love. Apply in just minutes at mefirst.com. That's me, the number one, ST.com.
Loans offered with through credit. See credit union for rate and payment quote. Federally insured by NCUA.
McGregor's Furniture and Mattress announces their truckload Rustonic mattress sale on now. Save up to 50% off on all sizes, styles, and comforts. Rustonic twin mattresses start at only $99. Queen mattresses starting at $399. Many items in stock and ready for delivery or pickup. Shop and save up to 50% now during the Rustonic Mattress Sale at McGregor's Furniture and Mattress, downtown Marshalltown. Open 7 days a week. Interest-free financing available and free local shipping.
Hi, I'm Dave Thompson for Thompson True Value. If you're tired of the big box grills that you throw out after a short time, it's time to step up to the quality of Weber. Thompson's carries the area's largest selection of Weber grills. The two-burner Spirit E210 starts at only $469. Also, check out the new Genesis 2 lineup, assembly already included at Thompson True Value. And we have charcoal grills, including the 22-inch Weber Original Grill for just $119 and a charcoal 18-inch Original Kettle Grill for $99. For tailgating, check out the Smoky Joe Premium for $47.99. Thompson True Value also sells a full line of replacement parts for the Weber gas or charcoal grills, as well as a full line of accessories such as digital thermometers, vegetable baskets, covers, and more. Stop by and say hello and see our new store at 106 South Center Street in downtown Marshalltown with its convenient layout and location. I like to say, park at the door and into the store. Thompson True Value, behind every project is a true value.
We're back with Open Forum at 844 on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Visiting with Bill Patton and Dave Thompson of the Marshall County Board of Supervisors. They have their regularly scheduled meeting tomorrow at 9:05, available via Zoom. And via Zoom, and of course on YouTube, and that's still not allowing folks into the meetings in the courthouse because of the construction going on. And before we leave Veterans Affairs, one of the items on the agenda tomorrow is that it looks like you're going to be back up to full strength when it comes to folks ready to help veterans through Veterans Affairs in Marshall County.
That's true, and as soon as we approve Joan. People have an opportunity to, there's always a little lag between your former job and your new job. Mm-hmm. There's just a little lag there. Here within 10 days, 2 weeks, everything will be going full strength.
That's Joan Watson, who is scheduled to be approved as the Assistant Director for Marshall County Veterans Affairs, joining Kevin Husebo. Is that right, Kevin? I had Husebo right, but Kevin?
Yep, it is Husebo, and today is his first day.
All right, so we're getting all of that back up and going. Looking through the agenda, there's one item on there that folks are probably going, oh, do you have to bring that up? And that, of course, is, setting up the computation for property taxes in the county, but it's got to be done every year, and it doesn't seem like it's possible that County Treasurer Jared Heil is going to be sending out some more statements soon.
Yes, we've had a number of people coming to the bank or the current courthouse to pay their property taxes, and the property taxes weren't ready. We had not received that stuff from the state. And as soon as we got it, our crew got together and put it together real quick, and we're ready to go.
And I'm sure Jarrett's ready to go too, getting those statements out. So you will certify all of those tomorrow during your meeting. How are things going as far as getting work getting ready to go on the on the communication system out in the county? I know you've been waiting for some paperwork and for some documents to be taken care of to make sure that was really kicked into high gear in regards to the infrastructure and a new tower and some other work.
The new tower, I believe they've got the probes taken where they go out and mm-hmm. drill down and make sure that the soil and the subsoil will handle it. A tower that's a couple of hundred feet tall, and so they should be starting on that fairly soon, Ken.
Well, I know one of the items has to do with insurance for the paging equipment. Of course, you don't need that insurance until everything's installed, and I note the note on the agenda says to be insured upon installation in about 4 to 6 weeks. Is that still a pretty good timeline for that portion of it?
Yes. Now that is because they can use that equipment now, mm-hmm. and so that's what that's about.
Okay. All righty then. So, Dave, talk a little bit more about the courthouse. I know that originally the plan is as it was going on was hoping by the end of the year, and that's probably not going to happen, at least as far as the interior. But the exterior is the end of that is almost in sight. The interior is now coming along, but even when you get both of those items done, there's still going to be more work to be done around the courthouse, right?
Well, we'll have our landscaping and things that'll have mm-hmm. to be done outside, and we've had some tremendously heavy construction equipment that has gone across the yard. There's probably been some broken lines underneath that equipment where it's gone over. We literally brought in 8 to 10 inches of very heavy rock to put down to be able to support some of these cranes that were doing the work. That'll all have to be removed. There's going to be a lot of concrete replacement in our sidewalks and things. But we've already got that planned out and done, but we're obviously not going to do it until we're completely done with everything else. There will be a lot of new trees. Some have already been donated. We've got some other processes that are working on it. We did get a fairly decent settlement from the insurance company on our trees and our exterior stuff, so we'll be pretty good to go there. You know, everybody keep in mind, as you've listened to your neighbors and friends with their problems with some of their construction projects and rehabs from the tornado and the derecho, all you hear is everybody's had issues. Well, take and multiply that times three with us doing the annex, the fire station, and the courthouse. And it's a lot larger scale, and we've been no different than anybody else. You get into a project and you find out things that need to be replaced and you have to get them done. One of our biggest holdups has been this steel that has been coming in, and we finally got that all done and in place. So now that the steel is in and the new superstructure within the building itself, the new shorings, we're ready to really put the belt on the big pulley here.
All right. And I was going to ask you, and got onto something else. You were talking about the election center. I know that there were plans to put a lift in there to make sure you could get election equipment up to storage on the upper level and back down. Has that been installed already?
The lift is in. You'll have the election center in the old fire station and a portion of it. The upstairs portion of the fire station where the men slept, that's where all the election equipment for the entire county will be stored, and that has to be in a secure, climate-controlled environment. The only people that can go in there is the auditor, recorder, and her election staff. So that's the one place in all of our county functions that none of the supervisors can go. It's extremely secure with the election, and it needs to be that way. It'll also house the buildings and grounds shop that was destroyed in the tornado, plus the offsite election center that we've always had within the courthouse before will now permanently be in the old fire station. So there were a lot of people that utilized that way to vote this last time, but when they come in and see it this next time to vote, it's really going to be impressive.
County Supervisor Chair Dave Thompson, along with Bill Patton, our guests this morning on Open Forum, and we'll continue our discussion after we do this. We are coming up on 8 minutes before 9 on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
T-Mobile is bringing a new choice in coverage and value to your hometown. We've been investing billions to light up our award-winning 5G network in more places than ever, bringing our fast, affordable, and reliable network to you. Whether you're in a big city or a small town, great coverage is just the start. That's right. From high-speed mobile hotspot data to weekly deals and giveaways to nonstop streaming of your favorite shows, our customers get tons of great benefits. That means you can do more of what you love. Say hello to a new choice in wireless, T-Mobile.
Check out your new neighborhood store in Marshalltown, across from Marshalltown Mall, to learn more about T-Mobile's award-winning network and great benefits. There's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Stop by today.
Qualifying service required. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Video typically streams at 480p. Some uses may require certain plan or feature. See T-Mobile.com.
You are sure of her love and yours. Now it's time to choose the right ring. At Hilberg's Jewelers in downtown Marshalltown, we have been helping couples say I do for 122 years. You are sure to find a ring that not only says I love you, but also in a style that she will love just as much as she loves you. If the big question is in your future, look to Hilberg's Jewelers in downtown Marshalltown.
The career you'll love is closer than you think. Story Medical in Nevada is recruiting for a variety of positions for skilled professionals who are committed to providing patients, families, the community, and coworkers the best experience every time. We offer a friendly work environment that puts a premium on teamwork, and we offer a salary and benefits package comparable to those offered at much bigger medical centers. Learn more about current opportunities at storymedical.org/careers. You have a choice when it comes to your career. Make your choice. Story Medical in Nevada.
News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Open forum on your Monday morning with the Marshall County Board of Supervisors, two-thirds of them, Bill Patton and Dave Thompson. I know you're probably missing some of the phone calls that you had been getting about when are the bridges going to open on North Center Street. That project is done and all but locked up now, and that's got to be a relief and a little bit of point of pride, because as we mentioned before, hey, it's a year ahead of schedule.
All four bridges have been completed. We did have it planned out that was going to be three construction seasons, and it ended up being two. Peterson Contractors did a marvelous job. They also had Mother Nature on their side all winter long and were able to work through the winter, and that's what really put them ahead. But all four bridges are done. Keep in mind that was done in cooperation with the city of Marshalltown. Mm-hmm. They assisted us in applying for the grant for the Center Street Bridge, and we got that grant done with over $1 million for the grant. So these bridges were really done with absolutely no cost to the property taxpayer whatsoever. That couldn't have happened without the cooperation of the city. So every time we talk about these, we do have to give them a little bit of kudos too.
You know,
that was a huge thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I don't know what you guys are going to talk about once you finally get everything done with the courthouse and everything else. I don't know what we're going to talk about here after the last few years.
I'm sure something else will crop up.
There's a number of projects in the wing here.
God, I lost my train of thought with that smart aleck comment.
You know, we talked a little bit about not a cost to the taxpayer. Let's back up to the annex for a minute, because this is something that Bill and I worked on for a number of years. In moving DHS from the location that we were renting on State Street back into our building, that's going to literally save the taxpayers almost $9,000 a month between rent and utilities and the rest of it. And this will go on month after month for years. The tornado we mentioned earlier, there was a silver lining to that dark cloud.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to take this building, use the insurance money, add to it. And we literally had a building where the top floor was not usable. The bottom floor was full of records and things. Those records are being scanned for the court. That is coming out. The top floor has been completely done, and that building is going to be totally usable space for four different organizations. So it's going to be a win-win for the organizations. They'll have a phenomenal facility to work out of. Everybody will get better services with the one-stop shopping, and the taxpayer is going to come out ahead at the same time. This is one of those things. This doesn't happen every day.
Right.
And we have to take a moment and sit back and enjoy these brief and enjoyable victories.
And we've got...
Yeah, I might say people probably get confused when we talk about DHS. DHS is a state organization, but the Iowa Code also says that the county is responsible for providing office space and office equipment for them. And when we were renting this and costing us, you know, about $9,000 a mm-hmm. month, as Dave said, now it's going to be on our property, and it's just going to work a lot better. We think we can save some money for the taxpayers in this regard.
All right, gentlemen, we are out of time. As always, thank you for your time monthly on Open Forum. We'll look forward to further updates next month. And, of course, the regular meeting of the Marshall County Board of Supervisors via Zoom tomorrow morning at 9:05. Dave Thompson and Bill Patton, as always, thank you both.
Thank you, Ken.
And thank
Have
you
a
for,
wonderful day.
Thank you, and thank you for being with us here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.